On Wednesday night, Slavia Prague, one of the oldest and most successful Czech teams, beat Ajax Amsterdam 2-1 in the second leg of the third and final qualification round of the Champions League. This means that they are now through to the group stage of the competition for the first time in history. Jan Richter was at the match.
Slavia Prague victory over Ajax Amsterdam meant more than just defeating the most successful Dutch team of all time. Slavia will take part in the prestigious Champions League for the first time ever, after the Prague club failed in five previous attempts. The opening passages of Wednesday's game were promising. Slavia was not primarily focused on defending the one-goal advantage from the first match a fortnight earlier and gradually built up some good opportunities. Then in the 13th minute, the crowd froze. The star of Vladimír Šmicer, who signed up with his old team this year after 11 seasons abroad, had to leave the pitch due to a muscle injury. Being one of the two Czech footballers ever to win the Champions League and by far the most experienced of the red and whites, this might have proved crucial. But it was Slavia that scored the opening goal. Only 10 minutes later, however, Ajax was back in the game equalizer. Here is what Vladimír Šmicer had to say.
I think it was a really difficult game for us. We knew that we are 1-0 up, but we really wanted to score goals. We scored the first goal, but then Ajax came back and they were very dangerous.
And they were very dangerous indeed. Some 20 minutes into the second half, Slavia's defence slowly began to crumble under the continuous waves of attacks by the visiting team. If it were not for Martin Vanjak in Slavia's goal, it would have been the Dutch celebrating their advance. The Champions League applies the rule of away goals having more value than goals scored at home. This made the closing passages of the game extremely nerve-wracking for the audience. Any goal achieved by Ajax would have sent the Dutch champions into the group stage of the Champions League instead of Slavia. But constant pressure by Ajax offered Slavia at least some opportunities for counter-attacks. In one of them, with some 5 more minutes to go, Mikhail Tavares passed the ball quickly to Stanislav Wojcik and the captain scored the decisive goal. Vladimír Šmicer again.
We are lucky at the end, second half, our goalkeeper had two great saves and then, at the end we scored because they opened their back and we are very happy.
This year, Slavia Prague finally made it to the Champions League. A club without its own stadium, almost always second to the city rival Sparta, will see its budget double with the revenues from the Champions League. For Slavia Prague, this might be the beginning of a new era.